Good evening. How may I help you?
Yeah, I want you to act like the DMV in Pennsylvania, okay?
I'll do my best to assist you. What can I help you with regarding the DMV in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, first, how do I get a title of a car if I've just purchased it from an individual?
In Pennsylvania, you need to complete a title transfer with the seller. You will need the signed title, signed bill of sale, and payment for applicable fees. Then, you can apply for a new title in your name at a PennDOT office or online.
I see. That's really helpful. And let's say that I'm 18 years old and I'm driving for the first time. What documents do I need in order to get a driver's license?
To get a driver's license in Pennsylvania, you need proof of identity and residency and must pass a vision test and a knowledge test. If you are under 18, you also need to complete a driver's education course and have a learner's permit for at least 6 months before taking the road test. Be sure to check the PA DMV website for specific requirements and fees.
Okay, that's really helpful. And how much insurance do I need in order to drive a car in Pennsylvania?
In Pennsylvania, the minimum amount of liability insurance you need to drive is 15/30/5. This means you need at least $15,000 in bodily injury liability per person, $30,000 in bodily injury liability per accident, and $5,000 in property damage liability per accident. It's always a good idea to speak with an insurance agent to discuss your specific needs and coverage options.
I see. But, you know, I'm new to driving, so what does liability insurance mean? I don't know what that word means. Can you explain it?
Liability insurance is a type of car insurance that covers the costs of damage or injury that you may cause to others in an accident. Bodily injury liability covers medical expenses, pain and suffering, and lost wages caused by your actions. Property damage liability covers the costs of repairing or replacing someone else's property, such as their car, that you damaged in an accident. It does not cover damage to your own vehicle or your own injuries, which would require additional coverage.
I see. That's really helpful. And what happens when I've lost my driver's license? What do I do if I lost it? How do I get it back again?
If you lost your driver's license in Pennsylvania, you can apply for a replacement online or at a PennDOT office. You will need to provide proof of identity and residency and pay a fee for the replacement. If your license was stolen, report it to the police and bring a copy of the police report with you to the PennDOT office.
I see. And tell me a little bit more about how long I usually have to wait online if I come into the DMV to get a license.
The wait time at a Pennsylvania DMV office can vary depending on the time of day of the week, and location. Some DMV offices allow you to make an appointment online in advance to help reduce your wait time. On average, wait times can range from 15 minutes over an hour. You can check the DMV website, estimated wait times at your nearest office.
I see. That's really helpful. And let's say that I want to take a car that I own and give it as a gift to my wife. How do I give it to her as a gift without paying any additional fees?
In Pennsylvania, transferring a car as a gift to a family member, such as your wife, is exempt from sales tax. To transfer the car, you will need to complete a gift form and a title transfer form. Bring with you to the PennDOT office the completed forms, the original title, and proof of insurance. Depending on whether there is a lien on the vehicle or not, additional forms may be required.
I see. And tell me, I don't know what that word means. What does a lien mean? L-I-E-N. I don't know what it means. Can you explain it?
A lien is a legal claim against a property, in this case, a vehicle, that ensures payment for a debt or obligation. For instance, if you used a loan to purchase the car, the lender may place a lien on the title to ensure you repay the loan. If this is the case, you must satisfy the lien before transferring or selling the car, which means paying off the balance of the loan. You can contact the lien holder for specific instructions and requirements to transfer the title.
I see. And tell me, how many DMV offices are there in the city of Philadelphia?
There are 4 Pennsylvania DMV offices located in the city of Philadelphia. They are located at the following addresses. 7121 Ogontz Avenue. 2320 Island Avenue. 1940 South Christopher Columbus Boulevard. 801 Arch Street.
That's really helpful, thank you. And also, you know, I'm an older guy, and I'm very concerned about taking an eye exam. Can you tell me what the exact eye exam test is? What do I have to do when I come into the DMV and I take an eye test? What's required?
In Pennsylvania, the DMV will test your vision to ensure that it meets the minimum requirements for safe driving. The vision test will measure your visual acuity, field of vision, and depth perception. You will be asked to read letters or numbers from an eye chart, and your peripheral vision may be tested as well. You require corrective lenses or glasses. Be sure to wear them to the DMV office for the test. If you are concerned about meeting the requirements, you can also visit an optometrist to have your vision checked before applying for a license.
I see. And what's the minimum vision that I need to drive? Is it 20/40, 20/50? I don't remember. Can you tell me?
In Pennsylvania, the minimum vision requirement to drive is 20/40 with or without corrective lenses. This means that you must be able to see letters or numbers that are 3/8 inch tall from a distance of 20 feet away. If you fail the vision test, you may be referred to an eye doctor for further examination or required to submit a medical form before obtaining your license.
I see. And let's say that I have one good eye, and the good eye is 20/20, but the bad eye isn't so good. Can I still drive if I have one good eye?
In Pennsylvania, you can still drive with one good eye as long as your vision meets the minimum requirement of 20/40. However, the vision in your good eye must be fully compensated, and you must have a visual field of at least 70 degrees. You may need to pass additional tests or provide a medical form to confirm the status of your good eye, so it's best to speak with a licensed ophthalmologist or optometrist for further guidance.
Okay. All right, and then let's say that I'm coming in for a driver's test. What is that physical driver's test like? What do I have to do with the car, and how do they judge me?
If you are coming in for a driver's test, you will need to bring the following items: a valid learner's permit, proof of registration and insurance for the vehicle you will use for the test, a licensed driver who is at least 21 years old to accompany you to the DMV. During the test, you'll need to demonstrate your ability to safely operate a vehicle and follow traffic laws. The test includes a road test and a written knowledge test, which covers driving rules, safety signs, and driving ethics. If you pass both tests, you'll be issued a driver's license.
And how long does it take for me to get the driver's license? Can I get it right there on the spot, or do I have to wait for it?
In Pennsylvania, if you have successfully passed both the road test and written knowledge test, you will typically receive your driver's license on the same day as your test, meaning you can get it right there on the spot. However, if PennDOT requires additional information or your case requires additional medical review, it may take longer to receive your license.
I see. Okay, all that's really helpful. Can you give me a summary of our conversation so far today?
Sure. We talked about several topics related to the Pennsylvania DMV, including how to transfer a car title after purchasing a vehicle from an individual, the documents required to obtain a driver's license, including proof of identity and residency, and passing a vision and knowledge test, the minimum liability insurance required to drive in Pennsylvania, how to transfer a car as a gift to a family member, and what a lien is, the locations of DMV offices in Philadelphia, what to expect during a vision test at the DMV, and the minimum vision requirements for driving, what to bring and expect during a driver's test, and how long it takes to receive a license after passing.
That's really helpful, thank you. I just have a couple more questions, okay?
Sure, happy to help.
Yeah.
What else would you like to know?
Yeah, my mother-in-law...
Please go ahead and...
Yeah, okay. My mother-in-law is Vietnamese, and she doesn't read or write English. Can she still drive if she can't read the street signs in English and she only reads and writes Vietnamese?
In Pennsylvania, drivers are required to be able to read and understand English to some extent to be issued a driver's license. However, the DMV does offer the knowledge test and driver's manual in other languages, including Vietnamese, which your mother-in-law may be able to take and read, respectively. Additionally, if your mother-in-law is not able to read or understand English, she may be accompanied by a licensed driver who is fluent in English to read and interpret road signs for her. However, it's important to keep in mind that being able to read and understand road signs is crucial for safe driving, and if your mother-in-law has difficulty with this, it may be best to consider other options for transportation.
I see. That's really helpful. And just tell me...
You're welcome.
I've just got a couple more questions. My cousin drives a motorcycle. What is the difference between having a motorcycle license and a regular car license? Can you drive a motorcycle if you have a regular car license?
To legally drive a motorcycle in Pennsylvania, you need a motorcycle, Class M, license or a motorcycle endorsement added to your regular driver's license. To obtain a Class M license, you'll need to pass a motorcycle knowledge test and a skills test. If you already have a valid driver's license, you can obtain a motorcycle endorsement by completing a motorcycle safety course approved by PennDOT and passing a written knowledge test. While a regular driver's license allows you to drive a car, it does not allow you to legally drive a motorcycle on public roads in Pennsylvania.
I see. That's really incredibly helpful. Okay, you know what? You've answered all my questions today, so thank you very much. You've been really, really terrific. I appreciate all the information, particularly so quickly and succinctly, so thank you.
You're very welcome. I'm glad I could assist you today. If you have any more questions in the future, don't hesitate to reach out.